Joining us right now as we welcome Vice President, Director of Athletics, Chris Clooney, into the Atrium Health Halftime Report. Chris, thanks for joining us. And we know, as always, continued challenges, Omicron cases rising. You guys are doing the best you can to ensure a safe environment. Today was the start of requiring proof of vaccination for 5 and over to be here in the venue.
Absolutely. Thanks, Jared. And you know, from our perspective, we're just trying to make sure that we have as safe and successful rest of the season as possible. Whatever we do, it's not going to be perfect. I know that there are loopholes. There are disruptions to bringing in fans into Belk Arena and having a fun experience. But we think this gives us the best opportunity to have a solid rest of the season, to protect our fans, protect our community, and to protect our players and coaches. And so that's a step that we wanted to take.
Did you ever expect anything like this when you came in 18, that this would be our situation a couple years running?
No, but you know what? Nobody did. And so I think that's what's part of that's what this is about, is learning on the fly. A lot of times you feel like you're flying a plane and building it at the same time. But you have to learn how to be adaptable, learn to be flexible, and realize that we're all in this together. Everybody's trying to make decisions from a good place. So that's what you have to remember.
So let's talk on the basketball front. How pleased are you with the growth of both the men's and women's programs so far this year as we get a little bit deeper, I guess, the beginning of A-10 play?
Yeah, it's been great to see, especially for you know, the women's program. You know, struggled the last couple years, especially with injuries. And, you know, they're on a little bit of a pause right now, but should be back soon. But 9-3 in non-conference, one of their best non-conference slates, you know, in a long time. And the men are playing extremely well. Everybody points to the, you know, the 10-game win streak, the game against Alabama. But I think for us, it's the balance. I think, you know, Bob is really happy with the balance that he has on his team, the depth that he has. And you just want to continue to play well, start off conference play well, and, you know, just try to get better every day.
We talked about the athletics done right and the facility improvements that are coming to this campus. Any more update? We talked to maybe about a month ago. Where's that progress at?
Yeah. So we're full steam ahead. We are still in the fundraising phase, the public fundraising phase. Again, we're going to have a brand new stadium for football and lacrosse, brand new field house. We're going to renovate the track and field complex. And so it's really going to transform this campus, transform this community. You know, we're really excited, and folks that want to be engaged should reach out. There are, you know, numerous opportunities to be engaged and leave legacies and commemorate folks. And so we're just excited for what this is going to do, not just for athletics, but for the school and for the community as a whole.
So if anybody listening right now wants to write a big check, that's helpful.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Let me know. I'm right here. I'm always available. You know, come find me directly, and we'll get that taken care of.
Any other messaging you want to get out there?
No, look, Happy New Year to everybody. I hope everybody had a safe and happy holiday. And, you know, we're just excited to have fans back in Belk Arena. Again, understand the disruptions and, you know, the challenges that we're causing. But, you know, we're just trying to do the right thing and try to do right by our fans, by our community, by our players. And we're excited for this rest of the season. You know, things are looking bright. And, you know, stick with us and support us. And go Cats, as always.
Well, Chris, I appreciate your time. I appreciate the stuff you've got to do behind closed doors.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Jared.